Game 2 of the series Saturday with the Mets in Milwaukee. New York feeling good. They've got a 3-2 lead at the top of the fifth. Neil Walker stands in, facing Brewers starter Zach Davies.
Facing Neil Walker, who sends one deep into left center field. Broxton going back, reaches up, can't get it. It's out of here.
He's not going to try to bunt one. Swing and a bouncer, base hit to left. One run's going to score, and they will hold. Keon Broxton gets the crew another. The bases are still loaded.
Hansel Robles delivers, and Arcia drive. Left field and deep. Conforto will watch it go off the wall. This will score a couple. Rounding third, heading for home. Bandy, and he's in.
Swing and a line drive. Base hit to left. Going to be an extra base hit for Aguilar. One is in. They're going to try to score another, and they will.
And Shaw sends one deep to right field, and that is gone. Travis Shaw strikes again.
The Brewers explode for an 8-run bottom of the fifth inning, leading them to an 11-4 win over the Mets on Saturday to take the first two games of the series. The Mets have dropped three in a row. The Brewers' 8-run fifth inning Saturday against the Mets is the most they've scored in an inning since a game against the Giants back in April of 2013. The Mets went 1-for-9 with runners in scoring position on the night. The Brewers score 8 runs in the bottom of the fifth inning and upending the Mets 11-4 on Saturday. Here's manager Craig Counsell.
Put him in that cleanup spot, and he's been, he's been really consistent. I think that's the best word for it, for sure. He's driven in runs. He's got base hits. He's played good defense for me too. And then the home run ball has definitely been there. And tonight, that was a huge inning, and certainly capped it off.
You've been greatly reliant on home runs a lot, but he hit with the Kevin. But before that, it was
it was a good inning. I think we had 8 out of 9 guys, or maybe 8 out of 10 guys get on base, and it started off with a good at bat by Domingo, just getting a walk, and then some guys moving the line, and then I thought when they went to Robles, Arcia and Aguilar's at bat were Arcia jumped right on him, and then Aggie had a really nice at bat with two strikes, threw him three straight sliders, and still hung in there and got a base hit.
Craig, did you see this coming offensively? I mean, you got balance with the lefty hitters, and you thought your younger guys, you should take a step forward. But I mean, is this sort of beyond what was drawn up?
Well, I think, there's two things. I think the balance is something that we certainly really like that we accomplished. And the other thing that I think we accomplished in the offseason is that David and the guys, we put together a good unit of position players. And I think, you're seeing that is that, we have a solid all-around unit, and there's a bunch of guys that can help and on different days, and that means that it doesn't have to be the same guy every day. There's enough, firepower for it to be different guys. And that's how you score runs, ultimately. Instead of relying just on one or two guys, there's a bunch of guys that you can rely on. And guys like Aguilar or HP, who I guess weren't, technically in the opening day lineup, are still big contributors to this thing.
It's half holdovers and half new guys. You got Bandy, the corner infielders, and Aguilar are the new guys, and they're. But then, no Braun's hurt now, but the other guys are holders. It's been like a mix of.
Yeah, and I guess that's what I'd say is that we've put together just a good unit there, and a bunch of guys are doing good things, for sure. Well, it was he's got a step to take, that's for sure. I think he'd tell you that. He's still getting behind in the count a little bit. He's struggling a little bit. He had some spots tonight where he got the two strikes and let guys kind of off the hook, either let them back into the count or had a couple hit batters. So, he got through it. you know, and kept us in the game and got through five innings. But, you know, he's certainly not on top of it, and he's certainly got another step to go.
The thing that's been different about him, Craig, is his pitch counts are so high so quick. I think he had, 70 or 80 in the fourth inning.
Yeah, I mean, the second inning cost him there. It was, I think it was about a 35-pitch inning. First inning was, the pickoff in the first inning was really got him in trouble, and then he kind of cruised the rest of that inning. But the second inning got him in trouble for sure. And I thought that the Plawecki at bat was, at bat where he got him 0-2, made some good pitches, and then threw kind of three misfires, really. I mean, the 0-2 pitch was with intent, but then the two changeups or sliders were just kind of off the plate. And then he threw a, missed with a fastball in the middle of the plate. So, he is having to work, and that partially is from being behind in the count, and having to just grind out every hitter. He did it, though. He did grind out every hitter and got us through, got through five innings without major damage. So I give him credit for that, and, he ends up getting the win.
Did you just take things out because you had the opportunity to with a big score or something?
Yeah, I mean, I'm at this point I'm trying to get Eric some just off his feet a little bit when I can. He's had some tightness in his legs and just soreness in his legs. So I'm just trying to get him off his feet when I can.
Travis Shaw capped the 8-run bottom of the fifth with a 3-run home run into the upper deck in right to give the Brewers at the time a 10-4 win. Here's Shaw's reaction.
It's been good so far. We grind out pitchers, and tonight it took till the fifth inning to break through. We've been good early in games, but tonight it was the fifth inning, so we'll take it.
You start the fifth inning with a base hit. You end it with a 3-run homer. Have you ever had that done that before in your career?
Not that I can remember. Two hits in an inning is pretty special. Says a lot about the rest of the lineup, too, to get yourself up there twice in an inning. So we'll take the win.
Tonight, you extend your hitting streak to six games. Hitting the ball, you say you're a gap-to-gap pitcher, but you really hit the big 3-run homer. You got to feel pretty good at the plate right now.
Yeah, I feel good. Everybody's swinging the bat well. It's been a good homestand for everybody, so we're looking to finish it off strong tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow you got that opportunity again to sweep the team and really finish strong. How special would that be?
It'd be nice. It'd be a nice exclamation point on the homestand. Happy flight to San Diego, so that's what we're looking forward to.
Willie Peralta seeks his fifth win in eight starts Sunday for Milwaukee as they go for the sweep. Jacob deGrom throws for New York.